Extinction, saying the decline shows no sign of slowing down. Kevin McGrath from Macquarie University led the study. And Kevin, evening to you. Thank you for your time.
No worries, Larry.
Can you give us some context around this? How critical is the problem?
So we track data from that's been collected by the Australian Bureau of Statistics over more than 50 years. And over that period, it shows that there's been a steady decline in the representation of men, not just in primary schools, but in high schools as well. And this information also includes head teachers and principals within that data. So what's alarming is that this has been a very steady decline, a very stable. So it shows us that there's a linear trend, and we can use that information to project forward to see what might happen in the future if there's no intervention.
I suspect the same thing is going on here, but I don't know. Why are males being turned off teaching, do you think?
Yes, so it's a really important question. And sort of a quick recap of the differences in the representation of Australia and New Zealand. The representation in New Zealand primary and secondary schools, that's of male teachers, is actually lower than that in Australia currently. As for why there aren't so many, in Australia, and certainly there's similarities in New Zealand, we know that men and young men in particular face social pressures to conform to particular masculine ideals. So it's more likely that a young man finishing up high school would consider a career in, say, becoming a personal trainer over something like primary education, because becoming a personal trainer fits those sort of masculine ideals. There are, of course, many other sort of competing explanations as to why the representation has declined, but that certainly seems to be one of them.
I got a couple of friends who are deputy principals. They're male, obviously, Kevin, and they have told me that some males don't want to get into the industry because it's become too PC, that they're worried about being alone with girls. They're worried about allegations against them, the risk factor. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think those concerns are certainly real. There seems to be an increased caution amongst male teachers, and that is part of the problem. That's a side effect of what we're seeing. So as there's fewer and fewer men in schools, the men that remain actually receive a greater awareness share than if there were more men in the schools, if that makes sense. So as there's fewer and fewer, the concentration on those individuals increases, the sort of caution that they then perceive that they need to take increases. So I think those sort of concerns that teachers may have are legitimate. In Australia, it's not shared by all teachers, so there's certainly male teachers out there who are very secure in the schools that they're in, and those schools tend to have greater male representation.
So what is the impact on students if they don't have a male teacher influence?
Yeah, that's it's really important. So there has been a lot of sort of debate about the need for male role models in schools. But we know from research that children's role models actually tend to be their peers and not necessarily their teachers. And we also know that male teachers don't have more of an effect on students' academic performance, so it doesn't seem to make a difference there. Where it is important is that, well, certainly in Australia, students themselves have told us that they want to be taught by both female teachers and male teachers. So first off, it's part of addressing what students tell us that they actually want. And that means that a diverse teaching population is going to more likely to appeal to a diverse student population. For other particular groups of students who might have risky home lives, say they've witnessed domestic violence, having male teachers in schools can actually help them to see men and women interacting in positive, equal, non-violent ways, and also to see men responding and working under female leadership, which reflects what happens in the real world.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Very interesting, and I appreciate it. That is Kevin McGrath, Macquarie University. It's now 19:26. The Huddle with CodeBlue.co.nz.